Imagine a world where the most powerful gift you could give your child isn't the latest gadget or educational opportunity, but simply your authentic presence. This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of the power of showing up. When parents consistently bring their whole being, their attention and awareness, to interactions with their children, they create the conditions for optimal development. This presence manifests in everyday moments, listening attentively during dinner conversations, engaging fully during playtime, or maintaining eye contact during homework. Research across diverse cultures confirms that having at least one person who reliably shows up is among the strongest predictors of a child's happiness, emotional development, and success. Showing up effectively means providing children with the four S's: helping them feel safe, protected from harm, seen, knowing you understand them, soothed, comforted when hurting, and secure, trusting they can rely on you. These elements work together to create secure attachment, enabling children to interact with the world from a position of openness and curiosity rather than fear. When children feel securely attached, they develop enhanced emotional regulation, greater resilience, stronger social competence, and higher self-esteem, like emotional protective gear for life's inevitable storms. The most hopeful discovery from attachment research is that the greatest predictor of providing secure attachment isn't whether we received it ourselves, but whether we've made sense of our experiences. Parents who lacked secure attachment can still provide it by reflecting on their history. Creating a coherent narrative about your past enables intentional parenting. Understanding how safe, seen, soothed, and secure you felt in childhood helps you provide these experiences for your children. History isn't destiny. Our past can be understood rather than dictating our future. Attachment research identifies four patterns: secure, good emotion regulation and empathy; dismissing, emotional distance; ambivalent, emotional chaos; and disorganized, paradoxically seeking and fleeing relationships. The transformational message is that your parenting capacity isn't fixed by your childhood. Even if your parents failed you, you can provide healthy attachment for your children through earned secure attachment, making sense of your past to create a different future. Safety is the opposite of threat. When caregivers consistently respond with protection, children develop trust that forms secure attachment. A child who feels safe can focus on learning rather than remaining hypervigilant. Parents must protect children from harm while avoiding becoming sources of fear themselves. Children can be harmed by obvious abuse and neglect, but also by parental conflict, inappropriate media, and emotionally harmful interactions like humiliation, shaming, yelling, or fear-based discipline. While protection matters, overprotection weakens resilience. True safety means allowing appropriate struggles, letting children put on their own shoes or handle social rejection while providing emotional support. The goal isn't rescuing them from every difficulty, but walking beside them through challenges. Creating safety requires specific strategies. Commit to not being sources of fear. Use bottom-up approaches like deep breathing when overwhelmed. Repair relationships quickly after mistakes, and create a safe harbor where kids can return to regroup after challenges. Helping children feel seen requires attuning to their internal mental states through presence and connection. When parents practice mindsight, seeing inside their own mind and their child's, they understand what's happening beneath behaviors. Children who never feel understood often internalize fixed labels like lazy or difficult as self-beliefs. Equally harmful is wanting children to be something they're not, rather than accepting their authentic selves. Seeing children establishes secure attachment through complete acceptance. Children use social referencing to read our emotional cues, which either inhibits exploration or encourages resilience. To help children feel seen, approach behaviors with curiosity rather than judgment. When a toddler pushes spaghetti off a high chair, notice their fascination with the pattern instead of assuming defiance. Chasing the why behind behaviors maintains connection while allowing effective responses. When children experience distress, they need help regulating their nervous systems. Through repeated soothing experiences, they develop neural circuits for self-soothing. This autonomous emotional regulation reflects growth in the prefrontal cortex, the upstairs brain, responsible for impulse control, empathy, and decision-making. Children move through emotional zones: green, calm; red, angry, anxious; and blue, withdrawn. Contrary to popular belief, children often cannot regain control once upset. It's more can't than won't. They need co-regulation to return to the green zone. Effective soothing involves perceiving, making sense, and responding. While validating words matter, most soothing occurs non-verbally through tone, expressions, eye contact, and touch. Research shows physical contact affects both emotional states and biochemistry, with less soothed infants showing altered molecular profiles later. Parents can set clear boundaries while maintaining emotional connection. Responding with empathy while holding firm limits works better than frustrated reactions that escalate situations. A calm cave with comforting items gives children a retreat when emotions intensify. Music and physical movement provide powerful regulation tools that shift emotional states when words aren't enough. Security, the culmination of safety, being seen, and soothing, develops when children consistently experience these three elements. A secure base provides children both safety and courage to explore the world. When caregivers reliably meet needs and attend to inner realities, children develop confidence to venture beyond comfort zones. Watch a toddler at a playground venturing from his father's side, returning when scared, then exploring further with each attempt. These connections physically change brain structure, building resilience. The Circle of Security model describes this as providing both a launching pad for exploration and a safe harbor for return. Providing emotional security doesn't make children soft, it builds resilience. Children whose emotional needs are met develop greater independence when developmentally ready. Researchers identify three types of stress: positive, motivating without overwhelming; tolerable, challenging but manageable with support; and toxic, exceeding capacity or continuing without relief. The key factor determining whether stress builds resilience is sufficient support. With secure attachment, potentially damaging stressors become tolerable or even positive growth experiences. The practical application of secure attachment theory unfolds in daily interactions. When 12-year-old Clay was forbidden from attending an R-rated movie, his father maintained clear boundaries while acknowledging his disappointment and discussing alternatives. When 3-year-old Sophie started hitting her baby brother, her parents ensured safety while validating her feelings, establishing boundaries, and teaching appropriate expression of emotions. Parents can maintain authority without harshness. Staying calm while setting boundaries demonstrates true strength, not yelling. When parents flip their lid, a sincere apology maintains connection and models accountability. Setting age-appropriate boundaries and allowing children to face manageable challenges builds resilience. A kindergartner struggling with shoelaces or a teenager managing homework benefits from encouragement rather than immediate intervention. By consistently showing up and making repairs after inevitable ruptures, you create conditions for lifelong flourishing. What small step might you take today to help your child feel more safe, seen, soothed, or secure? Your presence shapes the architecture of a developing brain and heart that will carry your influence into the future.